Now, sir, before you sit down, I apologize. So, in relationship to this property, where exactly do you live on the road?
So, I do not live full-time on Tyler Road.
Okay.
I bought this as a vacation property that we got in R1, and we were going to build a little cabin, and it turned into a big house, and you know, now something we do as a side business.
Okay. So you don't actually reside down there?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, when I asked your address earlier, you stated Siler, 165 Siler Road.
My apologies. I just was listing the addresses that I own.
Yeah, no, I asked where you reside. So I was just verifying where you reside there. So, okay. I didn't know if you were going to be living on site to manage the property or if that would be done through a property manager.
Yeah, I will comment on that. We have a property manager, and as far as I know, we haven't got any complaints, certainly from Planning and Commission. They're very available. We had issues. I think we had some issues with sound where the neighbors were texting me, and we put up signs. And now literally the person to the south of this house is on standby to text me anytime there's a noise issue. Right, so like we now actually have arguably a property manager that lives on the street, the next house down on Siler. So before any, because I don't want the neighbors to be unhappy, so I want him to text me before any other issues arise. So I don't want Mr. Daniels, right, to suffer or anyone suffer. If I were there, I'd be in the same position. So I want to make sure I have someone actually on this street 24/7. To be my proxy in those situations.
Okay. Thank you. Cody, I guess my next question would be for you. So the front property where the event center would be, the section there, that is going to operate under a conditional use permit with A1 zoning.
Yes.
Okay. With the property proposed for a nightly rental zoning, and you are calling it a reception hall, possibly for the people to stay. Is there any way that could be coming through as a conditional use permit instead of a rezone?
No, there's something off there. This is only a nightly rental use. I don't understand the holding and the 20 or 30 additional guests.
Well, that's what I read through in my packet. I was presented 20 to 30 additional guests
Right.
The property. So I'm trying to get clarification.
The most they can have is 20 people, but then they have to have the bedrooms to accommodate that. We're not going to allow a living room to have a bunch of
It doesn't go from a nightly rental house. It goes to a resort, in my mind. I mean, if we're accommodating 20-plus people in one structure. So I guess my question is there's nothing under a conditional use permit that would fit the request rather than a rezone.
They could always come, and if they get denied on this rezone for this NR1 in the back, they could do a conditional use for it.
That's what my question is.
Okay, yeah, but it's not for some kind of event center over 20. Still has the same nightly rental requirements. It's just a conditional use.
They could get a conditional use for a nightly rental there?
Yes.
With the A1 zoning?
Yes.
Okay.
Just like they did the wedding venue, but it's no more than 20. The 30, I don't...
That's where my question led. Okay. I don't understand for the rezone if a conditional use will work. So
it will.
Okay.
If they get denied on the rezone, they can always come back for a conditional use for a nightly rental.
Perfect.
On A1.
Perfect. Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. I've kept the public hearing open, so if I ask a question, that's fine.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up because that was the end of the last session back in 2021. There's a real nice woman on the commission at the time, I forget her name, and that was the last thing she said. She was, you either need to replat this or it needs to be CUP. So we followed the direction of the commission to replat it to where we could go in with an NR1. And given the fact, if you look at the number of NR1 properties that are there or under construction, within just what he's looking at, there's 18 properties. So to me, it's like it fits the character of the neighborhood to make that one lot in R1. We followed the guidance of the commission at great expense to replat it so we could minimize the impact to come back with just that one request.
Okay. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in favor or opposition to the project before I close the public hearing?
I have a couple. As far as the other two parcels in this, you'd mentioned something about leaving them as is. Are we going to be back here in 6 months or a year for another nightly rentals?
No.
And then one other thing that I didn't, and this happened in front of the existing rental, which may not come in play, it'll be right down here. There was a group, I don't know how big, but at just about dusk, I went home. There was a truck with a trailer and a side-by-side on it parked in between the two driveways, and the rest of the driveway in here was pretty packed. It was sitting right in here. And there were, I think, two other trucks, trailers, side-by-side, so I assume it's all part of that group. You know, it's just there for that type of there, and I know it's not with it. There needs to be better parking. So if we get back up in here, if we get a traffic jam going into the road, which, you know, what are we going to deal with there? It looks to me like it would be probably better for some of this to come in off the early part of the first part of Siler Road, or maybe Jones Road. Thank you. Is this a connection, possible connection point right in here?
No, this is owned by a different property owner. Is that what you mean?
Well, I think this property right here, this is the earlier part of Siler. They kind of cut a corner off into here instead of down here and then making this loop back.
And that's all things that can be discussed with the road and bridge. We won't be depicting driveway locations. It'll all be decided by line of sight and at proper locations of driveways. And there, our road and bridge administrator will go out and handle each one of those parts.
I drive it every day, so
yeah, understood.
I see, you know, things that try to keep from happening again.
And the people too, with those, the guy with
you
the
want to direct to us.
Yeah, the guy with the trailer, I believe that was 2 weeks ago, and you know, great. That's a great example of someone text me, they let me know, these guys have trailers, make sure you know what's going on here. So I do, in fact, so this is owned by Bass Pro. The ownership team had given me I don't know if it's an easement. I do have I think it's called a conservation easement, because I now have I don't know all the details, but like I did have the ability to put here, and I do have a contract with the ownership team at Bass Pro. So I could, in fact, I guess, go and ask that team about putting another entrance here. But I think to me, the fundamental point of
we're talking about one house. Mr. Daniels, again, I don't want to negatively impact your world. If I, you know, could put a conservation easement on those two lots here, this one is hilly. It's got this amazing little spring in here. And I don't want this one to change, because this is what I look at every morning from the farmhouse, right? So I will 100%, there be no rationale for me to we only,
on Thanksgiving, I cut that front part and we played wiffle ball there. That's it. That's all we do at the front end right there.
Is there any other discussion before I close the public hearing? Going once? Anybody? Okay. I will go ahead and close the public hearing, and then I will have small discussion with Cody, sidebar here. There would be no restrictions as far as a size of their nightly rental other than the amount of beds if there was to be under a conditional use permit? Or would that even be
So square footage of a building?
Of the structure.
No, there's not. There's none. There is an occupancy limit of 20 in the county. And to get that, you have to have no more than two people per bedroom. So that would have to all be met, those requirements.
And it would all.
But the size of the structure could have more, you know, more space.
Okay. I just want to make sure that my thought process is right. Other than the conditional use permit not transferring ownership, they're really going to get the, they could get the same usability of the property with a CUP as they would in our zone.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So not restricting them in any way if this were to go that direction.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Our public hearing is closed. Commissioner Keyes, do you have any further discussion, questions?
No.
Okay. With that being said, I would like to move forward. I am going to go ahead and make the motion to deny order number 7-21-2025-05.
Second your motion.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And one abstention. Okay. Thank you. Thank you all for your time. Appreciate you. I'm going to take a quick recess. 10:41, we'll be in recess for 5 minutes.
I don't know who.
Oh, yeah.